This person actually is an enemy of the room.
Let's punch on the couch and sell merch, motherfucking Turnskate! Guys, we're gonna keep this train rolling for your final comic of the evening. You've been looking at him all night. Woo. The cunt on the couch, Mark Karski!
It's over. This has been a weird one.
Yeah.
It's been different. I haven't really been knowing what's going on for a lot of people. Some guy told a story from the Bible. Like, he just... did he know there's a... Were you here for that? Yeah, I asked you. I went, what the fuck is going on here? There wasn't even a joke in that, right? Like, he literally asked, do you know about Sodom and Gomorrah and just told us? That was the most insane shit I've ever seen in my entire life. The most unself-aware shit. I would rather hear, like, one of those girls do, like, their little poems about rape, you know?
Jesus, dude.
That's what they're always about, dude, when you go to a mixed art mic and there's a poem. It's about getting diddled, you know? It happened. It's a significant point in your life, Chris.
Stop looking at me when you say stuff like that.
You said fail, and you're talking about how, like, you get sad after you come. Why? Why so sad after you come?
Probably sexual trauma.
Sorry I asked. See, because when I come, I go, wow, that felt great. I can't wait to do that again. Yeah. I got to do that. You know, woo. This is a good time. Nobody expects anything from you when you're jerking off. It's like going to the gym, but your dick. What's the weirdest spot you've ever jerked off?
Here on this couch.
With people here or without?
You didn't notice when I sat next to you?
Nice. That means he likes my musk. The smell of me turned him on. Weirdest place I jerked off on was a treadmill. While it was on, that's correct. And I was walking with an Apple Watch on. It was like, you're having a heart attack. I was like, no. No, I'm having a good time. It was seriously like 180. I was sweating a lot, but I was like, I've got to come. I was like, man, I hope my mom doesn't come downstairs.
You were coming downstairs?
Yeah, I was. When she's like, yeah, time for dinner, I'm like, I'm coming. Because that'd be hard to, like, put on your pants from a walking position when you're naked. I wouldn't be able to cover it. I'd be like, I was just getting really sweaty, Mom. She's like, why are you hard? Whenever my mom would catch me jerking off, she's going to watch this. She just would look past it, you know? She'd just turn around and wouldn't bring it up after. Never had the sex talk. My mom was like, your dad's going to have the sex talk with you. And I went, nope. And it never happened. That's why I get so many girls pregnant. My dad never told me to stop. Okay, Sybaris? I wrote that down because what the... You know. Lil.
Yeah. It's like a bougie sex motel.
Why?
It's got like a pool and a hot tub.
How long can the stay be? Like, do they get mad if you're not fucking?
I mean...
Are they like, what are you doing sleeping?
They hang a sex swing. You can get a sex swing.
They fucking better if it's a fuck motel. There better be one of those massage beds with a hole in it, you know? For getting milked. Those are called milking tables. I made my own. I used duct tape around the hole. I just have nobody to suck me off with. Just lay on there flat and naked. For some reason, I just pictured Wild Phil on it. Gross. Anybody else's erection just died? Wait. I don't get this Sybaris thing, dude. I really can't wrap my mind. How do they, like, are these legal?
Yeah.
Legal places where, like, you must fuck here?
You can rent them by the hour as well.
I think, because you wouldn't rent them by the day.
Of course not.
When's check-in for a Sybaris?
They're really nice.
Are they strict about times at the Sybaris? Since you can rent them by the hour, can I check in later?
Well,
check out later?
Yeah,
I feel like I was fucking.
Yeah.
Where are these?
There's one in Orland, Frankfurt. They're everywhere.
Are there just...
They're just hidden places.
Are there just whores amongst, like, outside?
For, like, couples.
Yeah, but at the surrounding restaurants, there's not couples where they're like, you should fuck my wife in the Sybaris.
You would think
I mean, you'd probably attract a few.
Yeah, I have.
There's the internet now.
But like if you're
15 minutes or something?
If you're at a Sybaris, that's generous. Like if you're at a Sybaris, you're a freaky gal.
What's the continental breakfast like? That's what I want to know.
You know, it looks like I would ask that question, not you.
I like food.
I know.
You don't get hungry after you fuck?
I got hungry.
Poached eggs and waffle batter.
Hell yeah.
Hey, do they have breakfast?
I don't know. I've never been. I just looked it up several times. Let's see for breakfast.
How much are they per hour? Like, because that's crazy.
You want to split them?
Because it's a room.
They're $500. There's like
$500 a night? That's not terrible.
For like, yeah, for like,
it's a little high.
Well, if it's really nice and you, wait, $500, but you have to, you know you're fucking. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
If you know you're going to fuck.
I think it's more of a power move if you don't. Like, fuck this, I just sleep here.
What
are
you, Trace Jenkins? What do you mean?
Inside baseball?
That's an inside baseball joke. It's a guy who doesn't jerk off. He hasn't been here since I told him he wasn't a comedian. He can catch up at the Comedy Vault every Wednesday. I'm doing a movie review. Hey, Trace. What's the next one going to be?
It's $130.
$130 an hour?
For the night.
Oh, that's got to be a bad one.
That's not bad.
Let me see a pic.
They're nice.
Are there? Does it have a glory hole? Just send me the link to that. I'm going to just look it up. I'm going to see what I can find around there, like the Ruby Tuesdays. Late at night. Yeah, there's got to be. I'm going to find the love of my life at the Ruby Tuesdays in a Sybaris. Thank you guys for teaching me so much. I love you guys. My name is Mark Karski. It's over.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Another episode of The Comedian, episode 168. This was at Jerks at Joe's. In the beginning, like what I do for Jerks at Joe's, I go up last because I'm running the soundboard and shit like that if I'm not hosting. So I'll probably like talk about what people have talked about on stage. So I just brought up, you know, the guy talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't even know what that is, to be honest with you. But so that's what I usually do. If you like hear me talking about stuff that kind of just doesn't make sense, that's the context to it. Like at the end, when I was just talking about a Sybaris, I wrote down, still confused about it. I thought hotels were for fucking. I don't know. But I like the, I got to remember to do this set and work it out more, this little bit of, I like the jerking off on a treadmill, like how my Apple Watch said, you're having a heart attack. I'm like, nah, I'm having a good time. There's definitely something there and shit because it's true, which makes it even funnier. It'd be weird just making that up. You know, I think jokes that have truth in them or are true are funnier. Like I always ask people like, is that joke real? And then my friend Dan is like, jokes, Mark, they're jokes. But a lot of shit is real. So you got to ask. You never know. I don't think there's like too much to talk about with this one. It's kind of what you usually get from like a Jerks at Joe's set, talking about what people are talking about, throwing some shit in there when you can, going with the crowd. Like, because just doing a set at Jerks at Joe's, especially if we've seen it before, isn't going to go too well. It's more of like a closer space. There's, like, it's nice and tight. Like 20 people feels like a lot type shit. So just kind of doing some crowd work. Or like we have different... like we have a theme of the week that people could talk about for an extra minute. We also have like drive-by rounds, which are just like people can give you topics from the crowd. We just yell topics at you for you to riff about and shit like that. But so that's what I try to do, like to think about stuff that I usually wouldn't think about, talking about what other people talked about or something I think of that's funny about their set or something. But this might be the quickest podcast review I've done of it so far, but like I'm not going to just keep talking just because I have a microphone in front of my face, especially because I want to be doing these three times a week. Like just get to it, talk about it, you know, and not just keep the camera rolling for no reason, especially if there's going to be a lot of stuff of me just talking about like what people have talked about, because like that's not really like a like bits that I'll keep if it's something that's just more in the moment. But it's just fun to show because that's what they're like. You know, that's what some mics are like. Some mics, you do your set. It's weird. It just depends on the room entirely and shit like that. But, yeah, I think that's interesting as well to see throughout this, like, the different rooms and how you have to act differently and what works and shit like that. I think that's interesting. But, yeah, thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate you so fucking much. If you want to support this comedic journey further, I actually have a Patreon, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hate swears, dude. Like every video on this channel gets demonetized. I didn't think I swore that much in these. I guess I do. Even though I've seen swears on commercials on YouTube, and they have a kids app, and these videos are marked not for children, I don't get it. But like I said, if you want to support this comedic journey further, patreon.com/wineboxbobby. But if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.